The former director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has been indicted by a federal grand jury accusing her of stealing $475,000 from the organization. U.S. Assistant Attorney Ani Stewart in Anchorage said the four-count indictment against 61-year-old Maggie Amawak was returned yesterday. Amawak was not in custody, but a summons will be issued for her arrest. She did not immediately return a message left yesterday at her Anchorage home. Authorities allege that she stole Whaling Commission funds during a three-year span from 2004 to 2007. The indictment alleges that she spent the money to gamble in Washington State, Las Vegas, and New Orleans. Authorities also allege she bought three snowmobiles and put a down payment on a sport utility vehicle. The Juneau Homeless Coalition is taking on the difficult problem of chronic inebriates. About 40 people from government, social service agencies, business, and the general public met yesterday to discuss the depth of the problem and search for solutions. Juneau Economic Development Council Affordable Housing Coordinator Scott Chambor led the meeting.
A lot of times these agencies are dealing with the problem on their own. And so what ended up happening today was a good kind of information sharing amongst those agencies that work most frequently with the homeless chronic inebriate population.
The problem is growing, especially in the downtown area. Business owners, library staff, and others describe vandalism, violence, and harassment. Several coalition members said Juneau has around 30 homeless chronic inebriates plus other longtime alcoholics who do have housing. Many also have mental health problems, fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, or other complicating issues.
The takeaway from this meeting was, you know, a group of those agencies that deal with the same folks day in and day out to go ahead and start investigating that question of who exactly are these folks and what exactly are their needs so they can be addressed instead of the more passive approach of just letting those folks come and get services as they see fit.
That information will be used to plan for new programs or facilities. Ideas include increased enforcement of alcohol laws, a shelter where drinking is allowed, and housing staffed by treatment professionals. The 2011 Juneau and Southeast Alaska's economic indicators will be published this weekend. The collection of research is published each year by the Juneau Economic Development Council. JEDC compiles the economic information from numerous federal, state, local, and industry sources to increase public awareness of local and regional economic issues. The report can be found online at our website at ktoonews.org on Sunday or through the JEDC website. And tune in to Morning Edition on Monday when we'll have interviews with the report's authors. If a proposed tax on plastic bags is discriminatory, then that review will come if and when the measure passes. Mayor Bruce Botello yesterday briefed Chamber of Commerce members on the various measures on the October 4th municipal election ballot. Proposition 5 would add a 15-cent tax for all shoppers who use plastic bags from stores that have at least $15 million in annual sales. Botello, a former attorney general, explained that citizens' initiatives are simply checked for form before they go on the ballot. More weighty or complicated issues of substance are considered later.
Why is it that way? Well, in part, it's a recognition of judicial economy. Courts should not have to decide a case that may not ultimately prove to be even there. So if the voters turn this down, there's no reason for the courts to get involved. Asking them to do it at this stage, particularly in the press of time, between placement on the ballot and the election itself can lead to both improvident decisions, but most importantly, a potential waste of judicial resources, which the courts are very concerned about.
Other measures on the October 4th ballot include an exemption from state financial disclosure rules and adoption of the CBJ's own disclosure rules, an extension of the temporary 3% sales tax for another 5 years, and issuance of $1.4 million general obligation bond for a ground source heating system at Auk Bay School. Another proposition would be a GO bond of nearly $1.2 million to replace the artificial turf at Adair Kennedy Field. Crude oil prices show no signs of recovering from yesterday's drop. Brent crude is at $104.17 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate is at $79.58 a barrel. Gold is down hard this morning, over $45, currently at $1,690 an ounce.